Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. Can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business?
Hey, peeps. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever had to fire a client? Now, I'm sure, as a business, you've been fired. It's happened to all of us, right? Heck, as an employee, I've been fired. But have you ever had to fire a client? It's tough. Because we're in business to make money, right? So the customer's always right. You've constantly got to please them. But I've had to fire clients. Because they weren't a good fit. Because I understand what I bring to the table. Now, people spend a lot of time and a lot of money trying to find clients, right? They prospect, they do marketing, they do sales, they do all kinds of different stuff. Networking, you name it. They're out on the hunt looking for new clients. Because there's only three ways to make more money. Number one, sell more of what you're selling to new people. Get more people to buy it, right? Number two, get the same people that you're selling to buy more. In other words, consume more. And number three, raise prices. Now, the question is if you want to make more money, you have to do one of those three things, right? So let me let you in on a little secret. And that is that you get to choose your own customers. You may not believe it, but you do. I've said this before, but if you think everybody is a customer, then nobody's your customer. If you don't have a clear vision as to who you're selling to and why, you're going to have a much harder time selling to who and why. So let me kind of break it down this way. There's a little secret. You get to choose your customers based on the values of what it is that you're selling. So think about this. People who value their time are probably going to value your time more. Meaning if they understand that their time is worth something, they're willing to pay you more so that they can use their time on where they can make more, right? So in other words, in the case of my favorite example, which is my pooper scooper. Okay, let's say I charge $100 an hour. My pooper scooper comes and cleans up my yard for about $15 a week. Trust me, I've done it. I'm not really good at it. They are super good at it. They know how to walk a certain pattern and find where Buddy did his biz. And they pick it up and they get it in the truck faster than I even know that they're here. So they're much more efficient at it. But the bottom line, if I go do it, it's going to take me about a half hour. So at minimum, if I could at least charge for that time, I could make $50. Yet, I can pay somebody $15 for what would take me a half hour. And they do it better and faster. So they make more money because they can do more yards faster than I could do the yard. So if I didn't work for myself, I probably would go out and do it myself. But since I have my own business and I understand that my time is worth $100 an hour, it totally makes sense to pay somebody else to come and do that. Because I can make more money by working than I can by going out and picking up dog poop, right? And I respect them. They get paid well. So the bottom line is I value my time. So people who value their time will probably value yours as well. The other thing too is people who understand return on investment will probably understand your value to them as well. So in other words, I understand return on investment. I hire people from all over the country to do work for me. They're called virtual assistants. All right? And they do great work. And they do it faster than I can because they do it more often. So I understand that because they can do it faster and they can do it better, that I can actually get more done and I can work better for my clients. So I understand the return on investment of hiring good people. Now, I certainly could save a lot of money by going overseas, right? I know I can get website work done for $10 an hour in India, and I can get a virtual assistant in the Philippines for $5 an hour. But it comes at a cost because it's cultural. And here's the difference. Virtual assistants overseas may be cheaper, but they aim to please. And if you ask them to do something and they don't know how to do it, they'll say they can do it. And it might take them longer to get it done. And they may not do it as well, but they will get it done. So, you do get what you pay for. So back to that point, people who understand return on investment will understand your value to them. Now, there's an old saying in business, faster, better, cheaper, pick two. Beauty is in the eye of the beholder, and so is faster, better, and cheaper. Let's examine those. With faster, speed is the driving factor. I need it now, or time is money. Think FedEx. You're going to pay more to have it delivered overnight, but if you absolutely need it, you're going to pay for it, right? Sure, you could send it via US mail, but there's no tracking. You have no idea when it's going to show up. So if you need it now, FedEx is your best choice. The next one is better. Quality is the driving factor. If you want it to last or grow in value, then quality is your driving factor. Think of the difference between Tiffany's and K Jeweler. Now, they both sell diamonds, right? But one you trust more because Tiffany's has a brand of quality. You may buy a diamond that's exactly the same from both companies, but chances are you're going to pay more at Tiffany because of the added quality of service. The last factor is cheaper. Price is the driving factor. Think of it as something that's disposable or single use. That's all you care about. Just get it, use it, it's gone. All right? Think Walmart versus Nordstrom's. Walmart, you just want to get in, get out, get the cheapest price, right? They're the cheap price leader. Nordstrom's, you can return anything at any time. They are based on service. So if you want cheap, think Walmart. And as I said, there's three ways to make money. Sell more of the same to the same people. Get the same people to buy more, sell more of it. And thirdly, raise prices. So you get to pick two. Your customers get to pick two. What are you selling and what do your customers want? Faster and cheaper means it's going to be lower quality. Think of gas station food or something like Walmart. Faster and better is going to cost more. Think of getting high quality grocery delivery. All right? You're going to get it quick and it's high quality. Think of Whole Foods delivering great stuff to your door. The last one is better and cheaper, but it's going to take longer. Think about growing your own food. Now, it's going to be super cheap because you can just order seeds and plant it in your backyard, but it's going to take you a season to get it. So, faster, better, cheaper. Pick two. If you can pick two things that you want to focus on, then you can be certainly clear about the customers that you're trying to pick. Do you want somebody who wants faster and cheaper? Do you want somebody who wants faster and better? Or do you want to work with people that want better and cheaper? The choice is yours. That's the little secret. You get to choose the customers. You get to choose the marketing messages on how you sell to those customers. And you get to decide whether you want to work with them or not. So if you like this, I'd love for you to go check out my website, perfectlinkedinstrategy.com. There I talk about how you can create more value for the current customers that you have, and even past customers, by putting the right messages in their hands at the right time. Go to perfectlinkedinstrategy.com.
Yes. Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.